Okay, we're coming now to the last hour of this meditation retreat. So just as we started this retreat off with a little meditation, I'd like to finish it off with a meditation together. But you just remember that we've done such a lot of hard work, a lot of peaceful meditation, and most of you have been packing your bags, getting ready to go. And now there's a little pause, which is quite often in life that we have these opportunities to pause, where we can just stop and just go back to that peace before we get off into the busyness of leaving once again. And in that peace, we can actually come back to our sense of tranquility inside, a source of energy, a source of meaning. Very often in life we do have to rush backwards and forwards. There are always those opportunities, those moments, what I call like the red traffic lights of life. If you're going on a journey, and then the traffic light goes to red, and you have to pause for a while. You can't go forward, you can't go back, you can't do anything except just wait and pause. This is a red traffic light. The green light has been going for the last hour or two. I've heard all the noise from my little room. Now there's a red traffic light. Stop. As you can actually come back to the sense of inner silence, inner peace. And of course, once we finished our meditation, we'd be going back out into the world. And we want to just acknowledge the fact that we've been here together on this journey. There's been always a sense of bonding in this journey, of having been here together and worked through things together. And even though that we haven't been talking that much to each other, the very fact that we've been here has been a great support and great help. Very often people just tell me just how supportive it is to see like monks and nuns and anagarikas on the side just sitting there. It gives a sense of encouragement to everybody. It's as if that when there's good meditators sitting with you, that the current of their peace seems to filter into our minds and drag us along with their silence so that we too can actually feel some of the peace of the monk sitting in front of you. And so by that way that we all feel gratitude to the monks here and to everybody else. So at the very, very end we're going to have this little expression of gratitude called the development of loving kindness. We'll actually spread the energies which we have developed today to everybody in this room and then spread them further. And as we spread them further outwards, we find that we have the power to really be kind. That loving kindness and meditation, which many of you sometimes think is, oh, just may all beings be happy and well, that when the mind isn't empowered, it just can't go that far. But when the mind has the power of deep energy from meditation, when the mindfulness has been empowered by stillness, it's incredible just how wonderful that spreading of loving kindness can be and how it does actually reach those people. One of the little exercises which I'm going to do, a little tests, because sometimes people need to have confirmation that these things actually work. There are many scientists amongst us, and those who aren't scientists at least respect the law of trial and error. So when we do this loving kindness meditation in about half an hour's time, I'm going to ask you to think of somebody, someone very close to you, and to spread them with loving kindness, one person in particular. You're going to have your eyes closed when I'm doing that, but I'm going to very quickly open my eyes and just take a note of the time. Because what I want you to do when you go and meet that person next, either this evening or tomorrow or the next week, I want you to ask them, what were you doing on Saturday afternoon about that particular time? And see what they say. And you'll be so surprised, many of you will anyway, that they will say, funny you should say that, I was thinking about you at that time. It would actually prove to you that this loving kindness actually does work. When you have such a strong and powerful mind, and you spread kindness, warmth, goodwill to that person, they actually feel it. They start thinking of you. And it's actually great actually to try that and make it work. And it's a wonderful little exercise, little trick. Something you can do when you get back to your home. Ask that person. Saturday afternoon, around about, well, it's going to be about maybe 10 to 2. About 2 o'clock-ish, just beforehand. What were you doing? And they always say, oh, I felt so good, I was thinking about you. And it really shows you that these things actually do work. So, and then after the meditation, loving kindness is finished, I'll give a little blessing, and the monks will join in. A little blessing is just our way of saying thank you. There's nothing much a monk can do except give. And part of that is actually give a little blessing. It's just our way of saying thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve these last 9 days. For me to do something for other people. And in particular, it's been a great fun for me because I haven't been doing as much work as I normally do. I just do a lot of time meditating when I'm here. So for me, it's a great holiday. So I enjoy this. So thank you for giving me the opportunity. So this is what we're going to do at the end. And then after the meditation and the gratitude is, or loving kindness is finished, then I understand a few people want to do a few little presentations. We'll do that at the very end. Okay, so now is the time to ask you to close your eyes one more time. So instead of in Casablanca, play it again, Sam Bodhi. One more time. From the top. So it'll probably be about like half an hour of peace meditation. And then I'll just butt in and lead you through the loving kindness. So because this is a guided meditation, I'll even start you off. Sitting down here, feel your body. This body which has been so kind to you, has allowed you to sit meditation and practice the path of the Buddha. Some of you have been very sick, and the body has allowed you to do something with meditation. Thank you so much, body. Those who've been healthy, you've had some little pains and aches, stomach aches or cold, but thank you, body. So be kind to your body, and your body will be kind to you. To ask it, body, is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable? If you get an answer saying, yes, please, can you cross my legs in a different way? Then do so. And with your body nice and comfortable, start to reflect upon the most peaceful moment of this retreat, or another more peaceful moment from your life, a time of inner contentment, a time of safety and joy, of inner joy, wherever it was, whatever time, when you felt all was right in your world. There was a pause in the struggle of your life, when all was warm and peaceful around you. Where was that? And see if you can imagine the scenery, the time, the weather, the people, as you build up the image in your mind, the most peaceful experience of your life so far. Allow that peace, that inspiration, to fill your mind with the scenery. What was it like? What were you watching? What were you hearing in the most peaceful time of your life? Experience that peace once again. Hold that peace as you allow the imaginary scene to fade away. But keep that peace. Now you're in the present moment. Peacefully here. As you start the meditation with the mind primed with the feeling of peace. Don't do anything. Just stay here. Nothing to do anymore. It's too late to get jhana or enlightenment. Now's just the time to rest, relax, to make peace before this retreat finishes. allowing the mind to be peaceful. How we can turn the mind to loving kindness meditation. To begin with, try and imagine an object, a being, to whom you find it very easy to generate feelings of love and warmth towards. I like to imagine a little kitten. You can imagine a puppy, a baby, a dear friend, or something to whom it's so easy to generate feelings of warmth, tenderness, protection and care. And as you imagine that being, imagine that being lonely, cold, abandoned, hungry. Imagine it in desperate need of somebody's care. It may be like a little bird whose wing is broken, a little kitten, so thin, so dirty, so unloved, a little puppy, so afraid of the cruel, harsh world. Imagine you finding that being who looks at you with fear, whose experience of life so far has been so painful, so difficult. First, you have to gain the trust of that abandoned and lonely being to make your heart soft, so that little puppy or kitten can feel there's some warmth there in you, some kindness, so you can give that little being the gift of hope. Imagine that little kitten or puppy cowering, afraid, but wanting to trust at the same time. As you reach out, slowly, softly, as you reach out to that being, as you stroke it tenderly with your fingers to ease its fear with your kindness. Little being, no need to feel afraid. I have warmth, I have tenderness. The door of my heart is open to you. I care. I wish you to be free of fear, free of hunger, to know you have a friend in this world to stand beside you, to protect you, to care, to share life with you. To gently pick up that being in your hands and bring its cold, thin shape towards you, melting its fear and distrust with your love, with your warmth, warming its cold by pressing it against your chest. Little being, as you stare into its eyes and see its eyes change from fear to hope to trust. Little being, I will care for you. May you be free of sickness, may you be free of fear. May your pains be lessened because of me. I will feed and care and look after you. As you make eye contact with this little imaginary being, if you saved from a cold and lonely death, if you brought into your heart, little being, may you be happy. Little being, I truly wish you well. Little being, your happiness is my happiness. It's my concern. If you spread the energy of your heart to this little being, if you spread the power of you to this other little thing in front of you, warming, cuddling, giving your heart to another being who so desperately needs it. Without you, that little kid, that little bird, that little baby, that little dog would die. It needs you as you need to give. You give your heart to this imaginary being, opening the heart and warming it with your love, with your metta, with your unbounded loving kindness. Little being, may always be free of suffering. May I have the opportunity, the privilege of protecting you from pain and hurt, to nurturing you and see you grow, to walking this path of life with you at my side. I care. As you start to feel the sensation of metta, like a tingling glow in your chest, a power, a light, coming from your heart, showering, bathing that little being with the golden glow of your loving kindness. How does it feel when you give unconditionally to this imaginary being? Change the focus now from the imaginary being to a real being, someone who's very close to you in this life. It can be a partner, a child, a parent, or a close friend. Little being, wherever you are, in Perth or in the world today, I really care about you. I really wish you happiness. I want you to be well. If you are sick, may the energy of my heart, empowered by 9 days of meditation, may that energy go to you to heal your sickness. My mind has power. I give it all to you. Friend, I give you my warmth in the cold, lonely days of your life. Know I'm there to hold your hand, to help, to heal, to be your friend. My best friend, I care. May you be happy, may you be well. The joy, the power of my life is for you. As you selflessly give your heart to this being so close to you in life, you give without reservations, thinking about this golden light in your chest and flooding that being with your energy, with your loving kindness, with your care. Just like you, that being feels lonely, feels afraid, is cold and disappointed sometimes. So now, in those times of disappointment, those times of fear, they have your energy to help them through. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my loving kindness. Dear friend, wherever you go, whatever you do, the door of my heart will always be open for you. And as I open the door of my heart for you to come in, the golden glow, the light of my loving kindness just flows out to bathe you, to heal your pain, to give you more happiness and peace. My peace is your peace. You bathe the closest person in your life with the power of loving kindness. Stay with them a little bit longer. Imagine where they are. Imagine what they look like without opening your eyes, as if they were right there in front of you. Smile from your heart as you express your metta loving kindness towards that being. I truly care. As you feel the golden glow in your chest, the power of metta start to build, spreading, flowing to the being closest to you in this life. Now change the image again. Without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room. Meditators like you. People, some have been meditating for many years, some for not so long. Some who are very sick, some who are very old. Each one of you I care about. As you open the door of your heart to all the beings in this room with whom you have shared the last 9 days. They are just like that little kitten or puppy. Without your help, they would never have the Kalyanamitta, the spiritual friends, to help them along their journey. So you give your metta, your loving kindness to them, as they give to you. As you open the door of your heart to all the people in this room, fellow meditators, may you be at peace. May you be free from pain. Please don't judge yourself so harshly. Just like a mother loves her only child, unconditionally giving to her child, so I give to you, as you say to all the beings in this room. As you spread that loving kindness, that power, that warmth to everyone in this room, may you be at peace. May you gain jhanas. May you be enlightened. I wish you the very best, the very most. May all your pains be lessened in this moment of care. May all the diseases recede because of our power. As you bathe everybody in this room with a golden glow coming out from your heart. Can you imagine that now? Just feel your chest. Imagine this beautiful light in the middle of your chest, radiating to all the people in this room, bathing them with an energy called metta. Mindfulness makes the mind grow strong. Peace empowers it. And now one is sending out the energy and peace and power to all the people in this room, giving them energy, giving them light, giving them freedom, giving them true happiness. You bathe all the beings with the golden light of loving kindness. Imagine that power building up so strong that this room cannot hold it any longer. It floods out through the windows, through the doors, to all the other people in this compound, including the animals, including the occupants of that plane flying overhead. As you bathe every being close to this compound with loving kindness, with goodwill, may your pains be eased, may your diseases fade, may your fears, disappointments, may your depressions be lessened, be lightened, because of the power of my care. This is my wish, my aspiration for you, that in this moment that you smile, as I am smiling at you, in this moment you know that someone cares. In this moment you know that someone's energy is going out for you, wishing you freedom from pain, from fear, wishing you only happiness and well-being and lightness in your life. As you spread this energy even further in this compound to all the birds, dogs, cats, animals, to the whole of this area called North Perth, spreading out to the city, to the people in the hospitals, sick, close to death, to the couples who have had arguments, worry about the future of their love, to the children, misunderstood, to all the people in this area I give you my unconditional loving kindness. May all your hurt be healed. May all your pain be eased. May all your despair know that there's people who care. So despair is lessened. I may not know you, but my loving kindness does. As you spread this beautiful glow of warmth and love as far as you can, not just the people who are hurting in this city of Perth, but also those people who are happy, joyful, having fun. May you be even happier. I care for everyone. Just as the sun shines without discrimination on the strong and the weak, the happy and the sad, so my loving kindness goes to all people and all beings, wishing them peace, wishing them happiness, sincerely, knowing that wish does have power, does have an effect. As the loving kindness gets even stronger and goes way beyond Perth, covering the whole of Australia, as far as Malaysia and Singapore, Indonesia, spreading to London, to the US, all over the world, spreading to the dark corners of our globe where people live in fear of the bullet or the bomb, where people who are dispossessed by nature or by government, to people who live in fear, to animals who live in fear. In this moment, my golden glow of loving kindness eases your fear, brings you hope, to know that people care. They really wish you well. All beings, may you be happy. In this moment, my energy gives you that happiness. May all beings be well, be healed from their sickness. May all beings crying with despair, with grief. May my power lessen your tears and bring you a smile. Bring you the cheer. As you spread this loving kindness all over the world, like a golden glow. If you can imagine the world, then you can spread your kindness there. And it works. As you spread this golden glow from your heart, go back to your chest, your heart region now. Just feel how strong this power has become. The more you give, the more you have to give, the more that's there. As you send that loving kindness to all edges of the universe, spreading indiscriminately, lighting up the dark corners of our worlds. May all beings, without exception, without discrimination, may all beings be happy and well. May they be free from suffering. The power of my mind wishes you that happiness. As a golden glow becomes unbounded, limitless, infinite. May the whole universe be happy and well. May the whole universe feel the peace that I feel now. As you become one with the cosmos, one in love, one in metta, one in loving kindness, where there can be no harm or hurt, no despising or judging, only care. The only thing left is this beautiful compassion, feeling with. Now there's one person we've missed out. It's you. In this moment, Imagine the person sitting right inside of you. This little being which has worked so hard for the last 9 days. Maybe you've achieved what you wanted to, maybe you haven't. Now's the time to wish yourself peace. The one who's listening to this, say to that being, the door of my heart is open to me. You spread that loving kindness, that powerful glow of golden light to oneself. Just like that little kitten, that dog, that puppy. It needs that care so desperately. Sometimes it feels like we've been out in the cold and hungry, afraid, beaten up by life. Now's the time to bring you inside, all of you, as you wish yourself unconditional forgiveness. Little me, may I be happy and well. May this wish make me free from pain. May this power in my heart take away my fear and heal my sickness. As you spread this loving kindness, this golden glow, all around you, massaging all the tight knots of pain, easing the dark spaces of fear, freeing the knots of negativity. Little me, I will come to meet my love. I will accept and be at peace with this moment as you free yourself with loving kindness, bathing yourself, wishing yourself well, accepting yourself for who you are, completely free, at peace, as if you're hugging yourself with a beautiful smile. Just like your mother used to do. Full acceptance, full care, loving kindness. Stay with this beautiful feeling of metta towards yourself for a few more moments. Feel its power. It's peace. Now it's time to put the loving kindness away. Imagining it becoming a golden ball of powerful energy. Bringing it in, closing it in. Until it's like a little golden ball sitting close to your heart. Imagine your heart now, like being a white lotus, open with a golden ball of loving kindness, now quite small but intense, sitting on the top of that delicate lotus. You can see the golden ball on top of the white lotus, your heart, your love. Very delicately, very slowly, see that lotus close its petals. The only fitting receptacle for something so pure. As the lotus closes, keeping the power of that loving kindness, of that metta, for another time, another place. Just notice how you feel. How peaceful, how free. monks will now give the final blessing. Sisters, please join in if you wish. Sabba Buddha Anubhavena, Sabba Dhamma Anubhavena, Sabba Sangha Anubhavena, Buddha Ratanang, Dhamma Ratanang, Sangha Ratanang, Tinang Ratananang, Anubhavena Chaturasiti Sahasa Dhamma Kandhanubhavena Pitakatayanubhavena Jinasavakanubhavena Sabete Roga Sabete Baya Sabete Antaraya Sabete Upadawa Sabete Dunimita Sabete Avamangala Vinasantu Ayuvadako Dhanavadako Siriwadako Yasavadako Sukhavadako Hotu Sapada Dukha Roga Bhaya Vera Sokha Satuchupadava Aneka antaraya pivinasantu chatejasa jaya siddhi dhanang labha sokhi sukhavalang siri ayucha vano cha bhoga udicha yasava Satava sacha ayu cha jiva siddhi bhavantu te. Very good, excellent. Yeah, I think you've got. Okay, so we've done the loving kindness, which I really get off on. I never think I would do get off on it, but I always do. And no, I don't want to go. Don't want to go anywhere. So, but we have to go back and clean up and stuff. But there's supposed to be a little offering now, which I know that Prem wants to make this little token offering. So, when we make offerings, it doesn't matter who makes these offerings. What's important is we all rejoice in them. So he's going to pass this little offering down, and as you touch it, you just rejoice. It's an offering which everyone is going to get involved in. Because when you make this little offering, you actually get a piece of the action, as they say in Las Vegas. You get a piece of the good karma. It's just a gesture of giving. And usually, at the end of this, I'm just going to make one tiny little announcement. As many of you know, that we are going to be building a retreat centre. And so it's a wonderful opportunity if anybody feels later on they'd like to contribute to the new retreat centre. So the next time, when you may come on a retreat, who knows, it may be in the five-star retreat centre down next to our monastery. And it's not just for you, it's for the other people as well, so you can make that opportunity available to others. To make it comfortable so that not just young people, but elderly people, people with cancers, sick people can also gain from these beautiful retreats. So I'm really pushing this retreat centre. It means more work for me in that sense of more retreats. But it's closer to my monastery, so I'll be able to spend more time with my monks as well. So if you're interested in that retreat centre, we have all the little brochures here, which you may sort of take away with you. And here in this Buddhist Society of West Australia, we don't just accept cheques and cash, we also accept IOUs as well. Whatever. So those will be out here later on. Yeah, you can pass them out. People can take them with us. But later on. Here we go. So you can always give some to your friends if you think that they're interested also in helping out with this thing. Very good. Ah, you ready here? Excellent. Okay. So, may you live a long time, Wani. Because all the good karma you've done. Very good. I know that Wani Nat's got bone cancer quite badly, so we just radiated her. We got radiation therapy. She's had 9 days of radiation therapy. So if that doesn't fix her, I don't know what will. So, there we go. Are there any announcements to be made afterwards? What else were we going to do? My mind's completely blank. Oh, yeah. It was exactly 1:43. We did that, mentioned it to your closest person in life. 1:43 p.m. Obviously, well, actually, Singapore and Malaysia is the same time zone. But if you're in England, that would be 8 hours. What's that? That's just before seven, eh? No, before six, 5:45 in the morning. You just ask, were you dreaming of me? And they may have been. I've done that before, and people have done that, and it actually works. They ask that person, say, yeah, I was thinking of you. And they come and tell me afterwards. I say, Ajahn Brahm, it works. I did that, and they said, yeah, they were thinking of me at that time. So it's really good. And they felt happy at that time. They were smiling. So it really works. So now we wish you all happiness and well-being. It's the time now to take away these beautiful inspirations and take them home. Remember that peace, joy, happiness, loving kindness is a very valuable thing. So don't throw it away too easily. When you're driving home and someone cuts in front of you, don't go, ah! Don't throw away it too easily. When something goes wrong this evening, just remember peace. It's just life. Let it go. And so keep the peace and keep the happiness, keep the joy and the purity in your heart as much as you possibly can. Because other people need it as well. And you can share it with others. Okay? So let's just... We can do a little bowing of Arahang, Sama, Sambuddha 3 times. We usually do it in Olamara, and that will formally end the whole retreat.
Because of all the hard work you've done, it's chased away all the clouds, with despair and loneliness and tiredness. It's amazing how quick 9 days go. Sometimes you think, 9 day retreat, how can I do that? Such a long time. But you start it and then just stay through and it all seems to go so quickly. Oh, here they are. They're coming. So as soon as they go in, one of those extreme sadhus. Here they come in. Why? Is it? Come in. Okay, 1, 2, 3. That's giving up. Congratulations and gratitude for running such a perfect retreat. Well done. Okay, so now's just the time to pack up and please go quietly and gently back to your office.